Even being reminded of coffee increases alertness. I'm reminding you of coffee right now. You feel better? Let's talk about it in a few.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, coffee. Ooh, coffee. A warm cup of coffee. Nice cup of Joe. Ooh, just steaming in your hands. You see the steam coming out. You got both your hands wrapped around a ceramic mug. You got a blanket around you. You're in a chair in the corner. Or maybe you're at work. You got your coffee in your car on your way to work. Just drinking that coffee. Coffee. Here's the deal. Just thinking about coffee or looking at something that reminds you of coffee ignites a caffeine-like reaction in the brain and increases alertness and attention, similar to the way drinking a cup of coffee would. Well, that's interesting. So my goal is for you guys to be alert. It's the weekend. You might not be alert right now. But coffee. It's warm. It's hot. You got to just sip it because it's a little hot. It's going into you and you're like, oh man, I'm feeling more alert. This coffee has seeped. It's seeping in you. Coffee. Do you feel that caffeine? Coffee. Do you feel it? You are maybe a little tired driving right now, but I just keep saying coffee and maybe you're not as tired. Coffee. This is bad radio. Coffee. I hope no one who makes decisions about my employment is listening. Coffee.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
It's the weekend. You're out there driving around. I'm in the radio station just talking. It's a random word generator weekend. Stick around. The word's going to be deadpan. Woo.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. Hey, everybody. The word from the random word generator this time is deadpan. It's probably my favorite style of humor right after people falling down. I am not proud of this, but I love any videos of people falling down. And I'm certain I'm not alone. It's very simple. It's not sophisticated. I don't want them to get hurt or like land on their head, but I want them to fall down. My favorite within that genre is people who can't get up an icy driveway and just keep falling down. Right? It's like we used to only have America's Funniest Home Videos, and that was it. People falling down, we loved it. And now we get so much more because we all have video cameras. We're holding them. There's so many more opportunities to see people falling down. This is a beautiful time we live in, you guys, to watch other people falling down. As many videos as we want are out there. Just a people biting it. I don't want them to get hurt. I want them to laugh. That's why I like those ones up the driveway on the ice where they're just laughing uncontrollably and they can't get up the darn driveway. Or like, I think I've seen them where it's like a bunch of people and it's at night. And they all just laughing and trying to get out the driveway. That's all I want in my life. I want to see that. And the truth is, I want to experience it.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Don't forget to call your mom. Tell her you love her. You're driving right now. You're not doing anything. Turn me off. Call your mother. We'll be back.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, listen. Come here. All right, it's the random word generator weekend. Ugh, I know, it's finally here. Everyone's so excited. I go to the randomwordgenerator.net, and it spits out a few words, and I pick one, and I just go off of it. And this one is elderly, because what I want to talk about is how much I love older people. We talk about older people like they're not relevant, like they don't know what's going on, like they are just unimportant, right? But that's wrong. They're the best. Here's why. One, they lived interesting, very interesting lives, and they were once as cool as you think you are. It's true. And they're still at 2, hard candies. 3, very supportive. 4, they're just excited when you call. 5, They give sweet hugs. Like, what are we doing? We're just like, I want to talk to only younger people. Younger people are the worst. We are the worst. We're busy. We're short. We yell at each other in traffic. Old people cause traffic jams. And they're just loving life. Old people are way better than us. They sit and have time for the world to go by slowly. They enjoy the little things. And we're just walking around angry all day. I'm telling you, old people are way better than young people. You heard it here first. And not first, because it's been, we used to love our elders. It's from a long time ago, but you heard it here first right now.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, random word generator. The word this time is, I guess it's going to be goofy. The word is goofy. Stick around. We'll talk about goofy.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's the random word generator weekend. It's the best. Everyone's gathered around. People have traveled in from other parts of the country just to gather around their radios to listen to the random word generator weekend. And the word for this segment is goofy. Goofy. What I would like to talk about with Goofy is Goofy, of course, is part of Disney. And there are people that love Disney in a way that I can't understand. Kids, yes, I get it. I went to Disneyland when I was a kid, and it was amazing. It actually was. We went on this like boat ride thing where everyone's in a canoe, and everyone paddles. And what happened was the person two in front of me, a girl, I remember this very vividly, she would paddle, and every time she'd scoop up the water, somehow she'd hold onto it and scoop it around the person in front of me, and it would splash me. I was wet for all of Disneyland because of this girl. So maybe what I'm revealing to myself and to you at the same time is the reason I don't understand people who love Disney is because I had a personal bad experience with Disney. Maybe that's all it is. Also, I think I got sick on a ride. It's not you, it's me. I'm saying that, yes, you love Disney and you want to go there as an adult and you have this strange, deep, deep love for it. And I'm saying you're okay. I'm the one with the problem. Also, Disney used to be a paid channel. I couldn't afford a paid channel growing up. So all the kids that loved Disney from my age, they had a paid channel. Disney. You're great. It's not you, it's me.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
It's a random word generator weekend. I get a random word from the internet, and then I talk about it. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the weekend. You're living it. You're doing it. And what do we love most about the weekend? Oh, we love just gathering on the radio and listening to me do random word generator weekend. I go to the website, it gives me a word, and then I go with it. Here we go. Excuse me. You also don't really clear your throat on the radio, but I have to. I don't care. All right, here we go. Orange. Orange is the word. Orange is the word. Here's the thing about orange. You can't rhyme any word with orange. But what I'd like to say is I was just in my attic recently going through, I was looking through some stuff, but I ended up looking at like sentimental boxes. You know how this goes? I was like Clark Griswold up in the attic, literally, just like going through boxes and like tearing up. But one of the things I found was an old book of poetry. And by old book of poetry, I mean third grade. I'll bring it in sometime and read them. Where you're so excited you can rhyme words. And then you get older and you're like, wait, why doesn't there are poems without rhyming? What's the point? I think there are good poems without rhyming, but if you're thinking of it from a third grader's perspective, the rhyming part is where it's at. And when you're thinking about it from that perspective, you're like, look at all these words that rhyme with poop. I'm saying that because I have a 6-year-old at home, and that's most of what he says. That's most of it. Some of you are nodding your heads like, yeah. Others of you forgot that you used to be like that. It's true. Anyway, There are plenty of words that rhyme with poop. No words that rhyme with orange. Aren't you glad you listened to this? Orange, you glad you listened to this?
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, what's he going to talk about next? I don't know. What is he going to talk about next? Man, I can't wait to hear what it is. That's right, everybody. It's the Random Word Generator Weekend. Coming up is the next word. And the next word is promise. Stick around a few minutes. We'll talk about it.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's the weekend. You're driving around. You're listening to me. Sorry. The word I got from randomwordgenerator.net is promise. Promise. Man, that's a hard one. When you're a kid, you do things like pinky swear, you promise to promise, you do a lot of promising. And it's like one of the pillars of being a kid. He promised, but you promised. You said we could have Andy's, you promised, but you promised. It's a very kid thing. But then as adults, we do the same thing, don't we? Isn't that we're always looking for hypocrisy? We're always like underlying it. It's just, you promised. Because as adults, we still have all those same like desires as kids. Like, it's not fair. It's not fear. And we've just figured out ways to hide it better, right? But with social media these days, it kind of comes creeping back up. The underlying thing is, you promised. It's not fair. So all we're doing as adults is just adding decorations. It's true. All the things my little kids want are the same exact things I want. I just want attention. Look at this. I just hide it by saying I got hired to be on the radio. But that's still me just saying like, look. You promised. Not fair. Look. You promised. Not fair. Look. Sorry. That's what we're all doing though, right? Just that cycle. Look. You promised. Not fair.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's springtime. The flowers are blooming. And it's Random Word Generator. That doesn't quite connect, but here we go.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, how about that music? Wasn't it boppy? Got you toe-tapping? It's toe-tapping music? All right, it's Random Word Generator Weekend, so I'm picking words from randomwordgenerator.net. All right, the word this time is, seed. This is what I want to talk about, seed. Do you guys know, this is not an advertisement, but I'm interested in it. Do you guys know about the Baker Seed Company? It's out there on, one of those, what's it called? It's out there on Highway 60. Anyway, it's amazing. They have all these heirloom seeds, which means they're just seeds of previous plants, of previous plants, of previous plants, of previous plants. This place is awesome. I only know it because my wife loves to garden. We decided to do a garden this year, and we went out there, and it is so cool. It's like a tiny silver dollar city. They built all this stuff around it, and you're like, where am I? I am in the middle of nowhere. And they ship seeds around the world because you can just ship seeds. Anyway, I'm glad people garden more now. It's really cool. I don't like it. I'm glad my wife gardens is what I'd like to say. Because I am not good at those routine maintenance sorts of things that involve keeping things alive. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I'll get it tomorrow, the next day. Next thing you know, the plant's dead. But the point is, Baker Creek is awesome, and seeds are great, and we can do it. This is the worst.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, don't forget, you need to get an oil change and your windshield wipers. Hey, it's me, Mystery Jeff, on the radio. This is not an ad. It's just something you need to remember. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey. All right, it's Random Word Generator. You guys are hanging out on the weekend. I'm in a studio, and I'm just looking at my computer, getting different words. That's what I do for fun on the weekend. Thanks for joining me. All right. So this one, the random word is cellar. Cellar. Cellars are so much more intriguing than basements, right? What's the difference? I don't know. Cellars are older. Maybe you go in through like a door on the side of the house that's like kind of in the ground, and you open those up and you get down there before the windstorm takes you away and your little dog. You know what I mean? Here's the thing about cellars is they're creepy. Basements now, they can be like all finished and you're like, you might as well be upstairs minus a few windows. But cellars are just amazing when you're a kid because you're like, I don't know what's around that corner, but it's probably going to be something that jumps out at me. I love a good cellar where it's like, this room was only used for probably murders and storing jams. A root cellar? Don't you store roots in a root cellar? And like, didn't they use cellars before they had refrigeration because the ground is cooler? That's great. But that's better than a basement, is all I'm saying. You've been listening to Cellar versus Basement. What's better? Riveting radio.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, we're generating random words here. You're just driving around and you're like, why is this guy in his studio doing this to me? I could change the dial, but I don't know how to change a dial. We have buttons now. It's a random word generator weekend, and my random word this time is turkey. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, the random word is turkey. Here we go, everybody. What does turkey make me think of? Here's what I want to talk about. Turkey, do you know that Benjamin Franklin, I believe this is true. Most things you hear on the radio, you're like, the guy's just like, it's probably true. But didn't Benjamin Franklin want the national bird to be the turkey instead of the eagle? Gobble, gobble. Can you believe that? But the problem with eagles is, yes, they are majestic and they are fierce and they're intimidating, which you kind of want in a mascot. But they also eat garbage. Intimidating, eat garbage. Majestic, eat garbage. Soar, eat garbage. Now, turkey, on the other hand, there is nothing majestic about it. He's just working hard, just waddling around. Just waddling. He can't attack anything. All he can hope to do is get away and hope his weird neck doesn't get caught on a thorn bush. But isn't that more of who we are? Yes, we want to aspire to be majestic. But isn't more likely we're like birds that can barely fly? As Americans, I think that describes us better, which is good. We're scrappy. We're hardy. We waddle. We are Americans. We get it done through hard work. And turkeys are always with other turkeys. Like they're in a pack. We can only do it with each other. We're not the best looking ones out there. Those are the Armenians. But we're the ones who get it done. We're turkeys. And that's a good thing.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.